And someone who works with agents all over Queensland is going to join us as our next guest, Antonia Mercarella, who is the CEO for the REIQ. Good morning, Antonia.
Good morning, Kevin. Morning, Sherry.
Good morning. How are you?
Put her headphones on so she can hear you. Antonia said hello, and yes, we've all said hello. Antonia, I wanted to talk to you because today is the 1st of July, of course, a number of key changes clicking in right around Australia, some of the southern states with first homeowners grants, and I know that there's been an extension in Queensland. Bring us up to date on that too. But also I want to talk to you about the changes with the ATO that kick in this morning and the impact of that on sellers and buyers and also agents.
Yeah, that's right. So, look, thanks for the opportunity. Today is an important day for many real estate practitioners, not just in Queensland but all over Australia, because we're talking about federal tax legislation. So from today, any contracts entered into, the new tax withholding rules kick in. And effectively what those rules do is that they say any real property that is contracted from today's date onwards, that is $750,000 or above, then unless as a seller you can produce a clearance certificate to prove that you're not a foreign person and that you're an Australian resident for tax purposes, then what the law says is that the buyer has to effectively act as a tax agent for the Australian Tax Office, and they need to keep 12.5% of the purchase price, and they need to hand that over to the ATO on settlement day. So in a nutshell and in plain English, what that means is that it's absolutely critical that all sellers out there who sell a property for $750,000 and above, that they get their skates on and order a clearance certificate from the tax office as quickly as possible.
Is this going to be a role for the agent?
I don't think so, Kevin. I think the role for the agent is really just an educational role. In fact, we've instructed our members not to be the party ordering the clearance certificate and not to give advice, because effectively we are talking about tax law, and as I'm sure you can understand, it is not the agent's role to be giving tax law. But that said, unfortunately, we've not seen a great education campaign rolled out by the government on this, so it will fall upon us to educate the community about this. So really, what my recommendation, what we've been training, is that really day one, from as early as possible, when you're sitting with a client who's looking at selling their property, and if it's likely that that property is going to fetch a sale price of $750,000 or above, then just get that seller to, as quickly as possible, jump online. You can do it through the ATO website. It is a relatively simple process. It's completely free, and they just need to order that clearance certificate so that it's available.
Is this the trigger date on the listing date or the sale date? In other words,
No? Yeah, no. So the trigger date is absolutely the contract date. So obviously now that we're at 1 July, it's contracts entered into after today's date. So listing is irrelevant. It's really just and look, even having said that, Kevin, what I should make clear is that agents don't need to have the clearance certificate at the time the contract is entered into. So I think that's a really important point to make. So don't panic. If you're out there today and you're listening to this and you're entering into contract, it doesn't need to be attached to the contract today, but it needs to be given, the clearance certificate needs to be given to the purchaser before the settlement occurs. So you can go ahead and facilitate the contract and the parties can sign, and that's all good. But obviously, the seller will want to get their full proceeds at settlement. And to do that, they need to make sure that before settlement occurs, they give the purchaser or the buyer a clearance certificate to prove that they're not a foreign person.
Yes, because this will likely impact, well, it will definitely impact sellers, because that the contribution to the ATO will actually come out of the sale price. So that's going to be the net proceeds to the seller.
That's right. That's right. And it's a hefty 12.5%. So we're not talking about an insignificant sum of money.
Antonia, we're out of time, but thank you so much. I wanted to talk to you about lots of other things too. We'll get you into the show again next week, I think.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Good on you. Thanks. Antonia Mercarella there from the REIQ. We'll touch on that again straight after the news. 4BC, we are coming up to news. It's 28 minutes, almost 28 minutes past 8.